Good to have you with us this morning. Super excited about this series. And sometimes I always say I'm super excited about every series, but that's the truth. I am, because here's the thing I know about the Word, is when you are not just when you're not just an observer of the Word, but you're a participator with the Word, it will change your life. It will actually rearrange you. And sometimes the more revelation you get of that, the more excited you are just to kind of come and grow. And so I do want to open up this morning, like I did a couple weeks ago. We're in the middle of a series, Pastor Stephen said that, on the Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I wanted to talk to you today. We kind of started off about who the Holy Spirit was, but we started off reading the scripture. Now, we have a scripture that we're going to spend the entire year almost. This is our vision card, and on the back of it is our scripture. But we're going to read just in verse 5, and so they're going to put verse 5 up there. We're going to kind of take the scripture from the bottom all the way up this year. And so we're going to read Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 5, and Chase is going to put it up on the screen for us. And then I'd love for you just to read it out loud with me. Ready, set, go. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the
Holy Spirit.
How do you get it? Through who?
Holy Spirit.
Not your wife. Through the
Holy Spirit.
Not your husband. Through the
Holy Spirit.
Not your job. Through the
Holy Spirit.
Not the money in your pocket. Through the
Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit. So there are some things that God is looking to generously pour into our lives. And how are we going to get it? Through the Holy Spirit. There's no other way, because it's what he's given us, to the avenue that he's given us to work into our lives. So it's going to come through the Holy Spirit. And so it would be foolish of us to teach you the things prior to the working of the Holy Spirit, because all the revelation and all the insight, all the wisdom you're going to get is going to come through the Holy Spirit. So if you don't know who he is, how he talks, what role he has in the life, you could become a very frustrated Christian. Anybody ever met a frustrated Christian before? Yuck. Like, I forget who used to say, I think it, not Joyce Meyer, but Marilyn Hickey used to say, yuck, yuck, yuck. And so we don't want any frustrated Christians. And sometimes as pastors, it's our job to teach you how the Holy Spirit works in your life. And so I've spent the first week talking about who the Holy Spirit is. Say who? One thing that we said that the Holy Spirit is not. The Holy Spirit's not spooky. He's not weird. And guess what else? He's not an experience. Some of us grew up in churches, and this doesn't make you more spiritual or less spiritual. It doesn't make it indifferent. We know that we have a lot of grounds here at Coastal. So some of us grew up in churches where people shouted in tongues, prayed in tongues. We actually pray in tongues here at Coastal. But or if you people rolled, they danced, they did whatever. And people would say, oh, that was a move of the Holy Spirit. Well, then you thought that if you didn't dance or run or shout or pray in tongues, you didn't have the Holy Spirit. But here's the thing. The Holy Spirit is not an experience. He's not an it. He's a person. Here's an interesting thing about the Holy Spirit. He's the third part of the Trinity. We have God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Now, let me help you out a little bit, because here's the thing. If we're not, we'll think, I don't have the Holy Spirit because I'm not doing all those things. If you're saved, you've got the Holy Spirit, because the moment you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you. Now, in a couple weeks, we're going to talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues and all those kinds of things. We want you to be informed. But if you're saved, say, I've got the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. All right. Now, here's how this works. When I taught a couple weeks ago, we talked to you about who he was, and we went into 6 different versions, and we gave you the word for who the Holy Spirit is. Now, if you have our app, you can download our app, Coast Family Church app, and if you want to follow along the notes right there, you'll have them on there, and you can look at them, because I'm not going to take the time to go into all of them. And it was John chapter 16, and talked about who he was. I'm going to read them for you. The Holy Spirit has an identity, and here's what it is. He's our advocate. He's our comforter. The Message translation calls him our friend, the divine encourager, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby. And those describe who the Holy Spirit is. Now, last week, Last week we had a couple, how many of you enjoyed last week? So we had some people that talked about the experiences that they have had with the Holy Spirit. Our friend Kathy Chabonneau shared, my nephew Bryce Kendi and Ricky Scarborough and Artie Tillett, they shared. Give it up for them. Thank you so much. Here's another fun thing. We have been getting so many text messages just from this series. So I want to encourage you with something. As you grow and as you learn, shoot us an email. If you have, I'm going to read one to you later on today. But my friend Sam, she sent me one this week. She said, I grew up in the Catholic Church. She said, I never knew who the Holy Spirit was. I've been going to church my entire life. And she said, the week that you taught on who the Holy Spirit was, I was like, oh my gosh, now I totally get it. So the things that you get, or if you have an experience, tell us about them and we'll share about them if you're comfortable with. I won't share it without asking you. Well, sometimes I would, but I won't. So here's something that we learned together. It's an important reminder because we talked about it at the very beginning of 2019, but it always bears repeating. Let's go ahead and just rehearse this. We are a what? Okay, so if people that know this, yell it out so we can help people. We are a what? We're a spirit being. We are a spirit. Now, here's the thing I want to tell you. Saved or unsaved, you are a?
Spirit.
You're a spirit. Ready? You have a what?
Soul. A soul.
Or people used to say, I hope my soul gets saved. Your soul doesn't get saved. Your spirit gets saved. Your soul is your mind. Your mind, will, and emotions. So you are a?
Spirit.
You have a?
Soul.
Soul or mind. And we live in a what? And we live in a body, okay? We have to know this or we'll be all confused. Because sometimes we say squirrely things like, I just wish I would stop doing this. I wish I would stop doing this. So we're trying to control this when we're not alive under this, all right? Because sometimes remember when Paul says, I do the things I don't want to do and don't do the things I do want to do? Okay, because we're all the time trying to control this outward flesh. But the way the outward flesh gets, we harness it is we get renewed by our mind, our spirit man becomes alive, and our mind gets renewed. Then you have to worry less and less about this. How many of you aren't as squirrely as you were when you first got saved? You're like, no, I'm worse. No, I'm just using. It's because your mind's not renewed. So the longer you're saved, the more you should. Now, be honest with you. Pastor Stephen shared this before. He doesn't walk down the alcohol aisle at a grocery store and say, don't get it, don't get it, don't get it, don't get it, don't get it. Because here's the thing. He's renewed in that area. All right? He doesn't have to tell himself, stop it, flesh. He's renewed, his mind is renewed. His spirit man is alive unto God, okay? So this is what I wanted to share with you. So we have a spirit, we are a spirit, we have a mind, and we live in a body. Now, the interesting thing about this is this, because we have a spirit, the Holy Spirit comes along inside of you. So now, in your flesh, in your body, you're occupying two spirits. You're occupying your own spirit, and if you're saved, the
Holy
Spirit. And they're living in you. And the Holy Spirit doesn't take over your spirit. How many of you know that you can still do what you want to do? Anybody ever had the Holy Spirit say, don't do that, and you did it anyway? Right? All of you nod your head like 25. You should be going like the bobblehead right now. Because we all do that. We have the Holy Spirit will talk to us and we'll ignore that and we'll do what we want to do. But that's how we know that we are a spirit and the Holy Spirit lives in us, okay? So today I want to talk to you a little bit about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Say the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We're going to only just go to two verses today. And the first one that I'm going to take you to is John chapter 16. Am I talking too fast? Sometimes I'm like, breathe. All right, I just get excited. That's my review. Okay, John chapter 16. Are you laughing over there at me? John chapter 16, verse 13. Again, this verse is in your app and it's on the screen. Can I tell you something? Say yes. Bring your word. Bring your Bible. If you have your Bible, if you have your phone, bring it up on, get the YouVersion Bible app and just bring up your verses. Here's the thing. It doesn't do me any good to read the Bible. I can't grow for you. I can't. I cannot read the Bible. Your spiritual growth is completely dependent upon you. I am only the teacher of the word. Whether you receive it or hear it or grow from it is completely up to you. So you need to have a Bible. Yes, that's the book for I stand alone on the what? Well, how about it? It's interesting. We learned that when we were like 2 years old and we marched around. And for some reason back then, we actually carried them. And something happened and we forgot. So we need to go back and you need to open up your word. Okay, so John chapter 16, verse 13. And if you're taking notes, then you should, or write this down, or if you have your little pen for your iPad, I want you to circle or square a couple words and write them down. When the Spirit of... Okay, say it together when I point to you. When the Spirit of... comes on you, he will into all. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about your
future.
Woo! Okay, the Spirit of truth. Now, what's interesting, if you want to study this week and take some time in John, you can go back and read a couple chapters. The Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of truth 3 separate times in 3 other chapters. So go ahead and just check it out. Circle it in your Bible, because today, after I get done talking to you about it, you're going to understand what the Spirit of truth means a little bit more. Now, the Spirit of truth, it says that he will what? He will what? Go ahead, yell it out. He'll guide. He will guide you. So the Spirit of truth, this Holy Spirit, my Spirit's here, the Holy Spirit's here. Now the Holy Spirit's job is to guide me. The Spirit of truth is going to guide me into some places, because it knows my, the end of that verse tells me that it knows my what? It knows my future. It says it's going to, so because I know this, in Psalms, it tells me that before I was born, he knew the hairs on my head. It says that all my days were written out. So that tells me that the Holy Spirit, who's the third part of the Godhead and who does nothing that the Father doesn't tell him to do, knows everything about me. Am I right? Does he know about you? He knows about you. He knows your story that was written in heaven. He knows what God has in store. He knows your gifts and your callings. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths. He knows you, and he's living on the inside of you, and the Spirit of truth wants to guide you and lead you. Now, I'm going to tell you about this word guide. The word guide comes from a Greek word, because we know that the Bible was written in Hebrew and Greek, right? So this is the Greek word called odega. Say odega. Odega. And so when we look at the word guide, it doesn't mean just like guide. Like, it doesn't mean that. It gives the connotation of this. It means a tour guide, or one who leads you on an expedition. Who leads you on an expedition. Now, do I have anybody in this room who thinks they're good at giving directions? Anybody think they're good at giving directions? Only a couple people. Oh, all of you stink. So don't get lost around any of these folks. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to introduce you to the king of the direction giver. Would you stand, drumroll? Woo! There you got it. This is the best direction giver you will ever need, and only if you have 30 minutes to get the directions. Because when you ask Pastor Stephen, if you asked him, and you were leaving church today, and you said, hey, Pastor Stephen, how do I get to Black Pelican? 30 minutes later, you would still be standing with him as he gave you every attraction, every site, every gas station, every post office, everything that you might see before you enter into Black Pelican restaurant. Dear God, all we wanted was the short version. Sometimes when I ask him, I'm like, forget it. I don't even care. I'll be lost. It's better. Be careful. Now, here's what we know about this. Here's what we know about our island. There's only a couple ways to get on and off our island. Am I right? There's only a couple places. So guess what? You're coming and going pretty much how, you know, only a few ways. You really can't do it too many different ways. But the experience that you have on this island, or the things that you get to do on this island, are completely up to you and how you live it. And so many times we have, who's getting ready to show up here in May and June? Our lovely tourists are. And they need a good God. How many of you have ever given directions to a tourist? How many times does a tourist ever ask you where to eat? Right? Have they ever asked you where to fish? Right? Or who to fish with? Right? You're like, I'm not giving them my spot. No. But here's the deal. And we know, because we live here, and this is a tourist attraction, that we have some people in our church right now that give guided tours. They take hunting guided tours. They do fishing guided tours. They do all these kinds of things, because this is the thing that we know. When you want a guide, the guide has already been there before you ever got there. They've already been there. And what I want you to know about the Holy Spirit is, listen, He's already been there. He lives on the inside of you, and He wants to be your tour guide into your life. And He's thinking, if you would just lean into Me, I'm going to show you this. Now, I want to share with you a story. Pastor Steve and I, we've lived here about 14 years. I was in my early 30s when we God led us to come here. And Pastor Steve and I had served on a staff, at a church staff, an amazing, wonderful church called Faith Family Church in Canton, Ohio. And they're still our pastors. And we had served on that staff for about 14 years. One thing that we knew how to do was we knew how to be associate pastors. I feel like we did a pretty good job. We loved it. We were good associate pastors. But what we didn't know how to do is pioneer church. And so as we started making this transition, a lot of times, you know, when you're young in the Lord and you're nervous about some of the steps that you're making, you kind of ask people. And so people were coming up to us during this time of transition, and people would say, hey, I heard, you know, you're starting a church. And these words would come out of my mouth. They would come out of my mouth. And I would say, well, what do you think about it? One day in our old foyer, I was standing there, and a gentleman had come up and said, hey, just what I just told you. And out of my mouth, I heard these words. Well, what do you think about it? And at that very moment, it was as if the Holy Spirit did this on the inside of me. Has anybody ever had the Holy Spirit do this on the inside of them? They're like, no, you're no. What, he just did this. And he said this to me. Not, it was an audible voice. It just came up on the inside of me. He said, it's completely irrelevant what that person thinks about it. He said, I want you to stop asking people what they think about it. I already told you what I wanted you to do. How many of you know that if you ask people advice on places they've never been, they could steer you the wrong direction? How many know the Holy Spirit has already been in front of you? How many of you know even yourself, you could give yourself, how many have given yourself some bad advice? We can give ourselves some pretty bad advice. And I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is your guide, and He has already been there. He already knows what it looks like. He already knows what it's supposed to look like, and He will lead and guide your spirit man into things. Now, I want to tell you, I take you to a scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. The first word is what? I'm going to read this out of the New American Standard. Trust, which sounds to me a lot like truth, right? So we're going to trust somebody. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not what?
Lean.
So if you're near somebody that you want to irritate, just lean on them. All right. Do not lean on your what? Own what? Do not lean on your own understanding. So what tells me that if the scripture is telling me that I need to trust in God, and what tells me that I could have a tendency to do what? To lean on my own. It tells me that I might make a decision about my future, that I might. Now, can I share something with you? The Holy Spirit is interested in a lot of things that you think He's uninterested in. He's interested. We just went with Carson. Carson got a new car. Give it up for Carson. It's a white Camry. Exactly, that was on her vision board. How long was it on your vision board? Like 2 years. She just got it. Now, we went with Carson shopping a couple times. And you know, one thing that we did is, the Holy Spirit knows what car you're supposed to buy, doesn't He? Now, y'all are like, no, He don't talk about that. No, He's interested. He's interested in what kind. He don't want you to get no messed up, wrecked up car. How many of you ever driven on a car lot and start talking to somebody on the inside of you? You're like, yeah, this ain't right. Anybody? Well, you just say, well, man, I must have some really good intuition. No, you have a really good Holy Spirit. So anything that we were telling you, the Holy Spirit wants to be involved. And too many times we're leaning on our understanding. Now, I'm going to finish reading that verse. Sorry, Chase. The second part of it says, in all your what? Acknowledge yourself. Talk to your spouse about it 15 times. Put it on Facebook because you need everybody's idea. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I want everyone's idea. That's a problem. It's a problem. You don't need everybody's idea about everything. Actually, most things in your life, you don't need everybody's idea. You need the Holy Spirit's idea because he's already been there. He knows what's best for you. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll make your paths how? Straight. Straight. You know, I'm going to share this morning. Stirred in my heart a little bit last night. Because I want you to get very comfortable with the personhood of the Holy Spirit inside of you. And we're going to be talking about his communication style. But if your path is not straight, if you've had hiccups and things that have not gone right in your life, I'm going to tell you the problem is that you didn't lean in. You leaned on your own understanding, and you didn't trust him and acknowledge him. Father God, I thank you for this job, man. I wanted the right job. I want, you know, I'm getting ready to get, you know, want to hear your voice, acknowledge you. Man, where should I go on vacation? So, something as simple as a vacation. Heard listening to some stuff feeding my spirit this week. Heard a guy that I was listening to, his name's Rick Renner. Him and his family were supposed to go on this amazing vacation. Had everything done, everything bought, all the everything. And they live in Russia. And him and his two boys, and they had it booked. And he said a couple days before the vacation, he said, came to my family. He said, I was nervous. He said, I just feel a check. I feel a check. We shouldn't go. And they were like, well, all right, Dad. Tsunami hit, wiped the place where they should have been staying completely out. Everyone died. Holy Spirit, he'll be your God. You know, I was meditating on this, and you just feel encouraged to share some things with you. You need to pay attention to him on the inside of you. When I was young and we were first pastoring, and we would minister to people, and I hadn't really experienced a lot of things like this. And we had this one couple, and they had had one of the spouses had an affair. I was probably in my early 20s, and I went home and I was praying about it. And I honestly, I was weeping before the Lord. And I was like, God, you know, because I know nobody wakes up and says, today is the day for an affair. Right? No, nobody does that kind of stuff. Like, you don't wake up and say, today's the day. You don't wake up in the morning and go, hey man, today I'm going to make a really bad business move. Bad one. It's not how it happens. I'm going to tell you how it happens though. You wake up, you have a bad day with your spouse, they get on your nerves. Everybody raise your hand, they get on your nerves. And you go to work and someone else sounds real nice. But what you don't know is that person had a fight with their spouse, they're just being nice to you. And then you lean in. You lean in. And you don't, because here's the thing, I'm going to tell you something, the Holy Spirit, you never get in the wrong place at the wrong time without the Holy Spirit talking to you. Because if you'll acknowledge him, he'll put flags up. And you find yourself in places that you ought not be because you don't acknowledge him in all your ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge who? Spirit. Spirit. Who knows your future? He knows where he's supposed to take you. And he'll make your paths straight. Amen. I want to leave you with this. You have the Spirit of truth. Don't depend on yourself. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Hannah's going to sing a song for us, and we're going to stand up in just a moment. My friend, and many of your friends, Celeste and Mike Kerfman, she's working today. She sent me this message last Sunday. I loved it. And I asked permission if I could share it, and she said yes, and she said this. She said, wanted to share with you about the Holy Spirit putting us in the right place at the right time. We spent our drive home this morning enjoying and talking about if or when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, and maybe we miss it because we aren't listening or we're distracted. As we entered our neighborhood, we saw our neighbor's house on fire. I jumped out of my car before it was even stopped, and we knocked on the door and pounded to get them to come outside, and they didn't. We proceeded to stomp out, I love this part, we proceeded to stomp out the flames with our church shoes on and grab flower pots to cover the flames. Their house was not, their hose was not hooked up, and five rows of siding and the windowsill was actively burning. Not a big area, but enough to realize what was about to happen in our heavily wooded neighborhood. I'm thankful for today's message and for the wake up to listen and learn and lean in a little harder, and to not, and for not stopping on the way home today. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit will lead you about what road to drive, what job to take, who to marry, what car to buy? Amen. I want to encourage you to acknowledge him in all your ways. Would you stand up with me this morning?